This is HPR episode 2413 entitled, Personal Healthcare. It is hosted by Bitbox and is about 6 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, wherein Bitbox discovers he is fat and can no longer find his feet.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, my name is Bitbox. This is kind of off the cuff. Recently listened to the episodes by Deep Geek, Lost in Bronx, Clad 2, talking about exercise, and what a timely episode that was. So I got on the scale the other day, looked down and saw the numbers 253. That's the highest number I've ever seen on a scale, so I decided it's time to do something about it. My mother's a nurse, and years ago she sent me down one of those automatic blood pressure cuffs. I popped that on, and of course I had never used it, or at least not much and not recently. Popped that on, blood pressure is 130 over 85. That ain't good. So anyway, I've instituted daily walking, doing some mild diet changes, trying to cut down on salt, increase vegetable intake, cut out carbs. I'm not going to do anything to meat. I think my protein intake is okay. Going to leave the fats alone because there's some studies out there now that cutting fats out of your diet is problematic. So I'm going to leave that alone. I've started eating steel-cut oats. I've had them for a while, but I haven't been eating them. I have a few dumbbells at the house. I'll be looking into doing either some work with them, just them. I think I have 10 and 20-pound dumbbells at the house. I'm not a real big guy. Well, okay, I'm 6'1", and apparently I am a real big guy right now at 253 pounds. That's ridiculous. But prime body weight for me, I think, was somewhere around 190, 195 pounds for my height and build. That's back when I was in shape, physically, muscle-wise, but I was smoking like a chimney at the time. A lot of my weight gain came immediately following quitting smoking about 5-6 years ago. I had smoked for 30 years. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, so it's a heavy chain smoking habit there. You know, you're going down the road and anything you do, reach for a cup of coffee, open the truck door, get in the truck, get out of the truck, stop the truck, start the truck, have a conversation on the radio. The other hand's reaching for the cigarettes sitting on the dashboard. And it wasn't unusual for me to, my minimum would be a carton a week, which is over a pack a day. Sometimes, some days, I'd clear 2 packs a day. Ended up quitting smoking because of fear, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, coughing, couldn't breathe, couldn't get air into my lungs. This went on for 10-15 minutes of coughing and gasping. Very, very scary, uncomfortable feeling. And as soon as I did start to clear up and get some air back into my lungs, I found myself reaching for the cigarettes again to calm myself down, and had, a shakabuku, where, you know, the sudden moment of enlightenment, of understanding, where I realized this is nuts. I can't breathe, but I'm reaching for a cigarette. So I crumpled up the pack and I threw them away. And that was the last cigarette that I had. I had tried Nicoderm CQ, which did help. It cut down on my smoking, but when I got to the end of the regimen, I went back to smoking. You know, I would sneak a cigarette here, sneak a cigarette there, and before I knew it, you know, or before long, I was able to justify to myself, you know, talk myself back into just smoking on a regular basis. Oh, what the hell? I'm just smoking anyway. Why not just go back to smoking normally? So none of the traditional methods worked for me. Fear and cold turkey, they worked. I guess maybe that's what's motivating this most recent, another shakabuku, I guess. Another revelation, you know, looking down at the scale and seeing 253.5 pounds and then putting on a blood pressure cuff and sitting at rest, having done no exercise, my blood pressure being 130 over 85. Again, another peak for me, the highest I've had it measured yet. So, started tracking everything, tracking my diet, tracking when I exercise. At the moment, I'm just doing walking. I'll be adding stretching to that. I'm going to have to work at it and figure out how to do all this. Yeah, okay. I just checked the recorder to make sure it was actually recording and not still paused. And as I said, I'll be looking into doing some free weights there. I'm not looking to get huge, which is the impression I got listening to Deep Geek there was he'd gained quite a bit of muscle mass. I would like to put on a little bit of muscle mass, but I'm not looking to get real big. I just want to increase the amount of muscle to fat ratio so that, or change the muscle to fat ratio so that I'm burning more calories and faster. Who knows? Maybe I'll get to liking it, you know, and I'll be looking for the V torso and the big shoulders. I don't know. It's never been a thing of mine, but people change, right? So, more later. This has been Bitbox. Yeah, signing off.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.